The status of women has been declining over the past decade because of the Howard government. Recently, $10 million of federal money for the prevention of domestic violence went to funding terrorist fridge magnets. How anti-terrorist fridge magnets stop a man from killing his children and his wife and then himself is beyond me. Then $12 million was spent on a no respect, no relationship campaign to stop domestic violence. It was supposedly a television campaign promoting respectful relationships, which to me sounds like a good thing. The Howard government shelved the campaign. This government refuses to fund research into the levels of abuse in our communities. They only support stay-at-home mothers, discriminate against part-time workers with partners and children, don't adequately fund childcare centres or our schools, refuse to provide maternity leave and paternity leave for parents who really need it, and offer our boys scholarships into teaching professions when there is no equal offering of scholarships for our girls into male-dominated arenas like politics, big business, information technology, or forklift driving. Their policies are sexist, and we really need to vote them out at the next election in protest for a more socially just government.